Blackstone Audio presents All You Zombies, Five Classic Stories by Robert A. Heinlein. This book is read by Spider Robinson.
All You Zombies. 2217, Time Zone 5, set 7 November 1970, New York City, Pop's Place. I was polishing a brandy snifter when the unmarried mother came in. I noted the time. 10:17 p.m., Zone 5, or Eastern Time, November 7th, 1970. Temporal agents always notice time and date. We must. The unmarried mother was a man 25 years old, no taller than I am, immature features, and a touchy temper. I didn't like his looks. I never had. But he was a lad I was here to recruit. He was my boy. I gave him my best barkeep smile. Maybe I'm too critical. He wasn't Swish. His nickname came from what he always said when some nosy type asked him his line. I'm an unmarried mother. If he felt less than murderous, he would add, at 4 cents a word, I write confession stories. If he felt nasty, he would wait for somebody to make something of it. He had a lethal style of infighting, like a female cop, one reason I wanted him. Not the only one. He had a load on, and his face showed that he despised people more than usual. Silently, I poured a double shot of old underwear and left the bottle. He drank, poured another. I wiped the bar top. How's the unmarried mother racket? His fingers tightened on the glass, and he seemed about to throw it at me. I felt for the sap under the bar. In temporal manipulation, you try to figure everything, but there are so many factors that you never take needless risks. I saw him relax that tiny amount they teach you to watch for in the Bureau's training school. Sorry, I said. Just asking, how's business? Make it, how's the weather? He looked sour. Business is okay. I write 'em. They print 'em. I eat. I poured myself one, leaned toward him. Matter of fact, I said, you write a nice stick. I've sampled a few. You have an amazingly sure touch with the woman's angle. It was a slip I had to risk. He never admitted what pen names he used. But he was boiled enough to pick up only the last. Woman's angle, he repeated with a snort. Yeah, I know the woman's angle. I should. So, I said doubtfully, sisters? No, you wouldn't believe me if I told you. No, I answered mildly. Bartenders and psychiatrists learn that nothing is stranger than the truth. Why, son, if you heard the stories I do, well, you'd make yourself rich. Incredible. You don't know what incredible means. So, nothing astonishes me. I've always heard worse. He snorted again. Want to bet the rest of the bottle? I'll bet a full bottle. I placed one on the bar. Well, I signaled my other bartender to handle the trade. We were at the far end, a single stool space that I kept private by loading the bar top by it with jars of pickled eggs and other clutter. A few were at the other end watching the fights, and somebody was playing the jukebox. Private as a bed where we were. Okay, he began. To start with, I'm a bastard. No distinction around here, I said. I mean it, he snapped. My parents weren't married. Still no distinction, I insisted. Neither were mine. When he stopped, gave me the first warm look I ever saw on him. You mean that? I do. A 100% bastard. In fact, I added, no one in my family ever marries. All bastards. Don't try to top me. You're married. He pointed at my ring. Oh, that. I showed it to him. It just looks like a wedding ring. I wear it to keep women off. That ring is an antique I bought in 1985 from a fellow operative. He had fetched it from pre-Christian Crete. The worm Ouroboros, the world snake that eats its own tail forever without end. A symbol of the great paradox. He barely glanced at it. Well, if you're really a bastard, you know how it feels. When I was a little girl, whoops, I said, did I hear you correctly? Who's telling this story? When I was a little girl, look, ever hear of Christine Jorgensen? Or Roberta Cowell? Sex change cases? You're trying to tell me? Don't interrupt or swelt me, I won't talk. I was a foul.